take a breath. There you go. Get all those nerves out.
Wiggle.
Okay, so what do you see for your future?
I'm not sure. I definitely don't see a normal human being.
You don't see that you're going to be a normal human being?
No, I can see myself being a little wicked at some points in my life.
What about, what kind of job would you say that you might have?
Well, I maybe kind of like an editor, because I like to edit things, because I'm kind of like a judge at things, and I like to criticize people.
Okay.
Well, it means like I can just spice things up a bit, sort of like a chef.
I like that. So what are you most proud of at this point in your life?
I'm not really proud of anything right now because I haven't experienced that much. And I know that kind of sounds cheesy, but I mean, I don't think I've done enough to say that I'm proud of myself.
See, I have moments in time with you where I am proud of you, like in the Grand Canyon. And we hiked the Grand Canyon and I was the mule that carried all of our fuel down with my backpack. And when we got out of the Grand Canyon, you're like, Mommy, can I see how heavy that is? And when you saw how heavy it was for me, you then made the decision to carry the backpack. Like, those are the moments that I am most proud of you. I appreciate, you know, your patience and your heart and your kindness. You're very strong about not letting peer pressure determine who you are or who you're becoming. So how would you define yourself then in the ranking of seventh grade?
I'm a rule follower, so I guess that kind of puts me at the low ground. But I'm sort of popular, and I like to do risky stuff. So I guess it kind of puts me in the mid-range, which is the ideal spot.
Why is that?
Because it's a popularity contest, but nobody's winning. Because the people who are popular are going to be dumb butts. And I feel like people who are nerds, like the pale ones, are going to be better later on than the people who are at top, who are like short term. And long term, they're going to stay as townies. Like,
they live off their popularity that they had in high school. You have amazing insight.
Do you have any advice for me when I have children, if I have children?
You are somebody that, like I said, you watch things from the outside in. What I'm going to encourage you to do is just to get to know them. And the more you can look at their strengths and pull them out of them, the more positive of a parent you will be. Just like you don't want to be quote unquote normal. There's no such thing as normal, but it's okay to be who you are and to be accepted for who you are. So that's a gift that I hope you have gotten, and I hope it's a gift that you give your children.